All right, Trouble, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing. We're actually going to skip just a little bit, and we're going to go. I realize that I did not. Let me just send this right now to the WhatsApp groups. Sorry. We're just going to skip just a few paragraphs in the Silas Yesharim. We're picking up, okay, now it's out. Everybody should have it. We are picking up in Yerza Hashem on Daf Resh Samech Beis, right by the letter Vav. So remember again, in yesterday's shir, the Ramchal really highlighted the fundamental distinction between Kiddusha and Tara, or really 2 days ago already, that Tara being a level that's achieved through the transcendence of the physical versus Kiddusha, which is a level that is achieved through the lifting up, Tara achieved through the transcendence of the material, of the physical. Whereas Kiddusha is achieved ultimately again through the ability to lift up the physical. And obviously Kiddusha being a higher level, because what purity says is that this world, the physicality of this world, is a fundamental distraction and takes you away from the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Kiddusha says is that everything in this world could somehow be uplifted and sanctified, and one is able to see the godliness in everything that one finds in this world. Va'al derech zeh, so we continue. Va'al derech zeh, kol tashmish sheyishtamshu in divrei olam, acharei yosem kvar devukim, likdusha so yizbarach, Hine ilui v'yisron hu l'davar ha'hu shezach liyos tashmish l'tzadik. So along these lines, writes the Ramchal, according to this approach, everything that the tzaddik, everything that the righteous person uses in this world, remember, when a person is able to see the godliness in everything, when a person is able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every moment of life, in every circumstance of life, then what he's able to do is, he's able to lift up the items that he uses in this world as well. Again, I will say, it's a fundamental ability to take everything that exists in this world and somehow co-opt it into your avodas Hashem, into your service of God. The tzaddik, the righteous person, is able to do this. Everything that he finds, not just on a spiritual level, but on a physical level as well, he is able to lift up and to elevate into his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he does that, he fundamentally enhances the holiness of the object, the material object as well. He gives an example of this. This is incredible. Ukvar hiskiru zichron levracha, be'inyan avnei hamakom, Shalokach Yaakov v'sam meiroshosov. So remember again, he tells the story over here of Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze, having to run away from home because Esav is ready to kill him. So the Torah relates that Yaakov Avinu spends the night outdoors, right? Spends the night outdoors, really on the future site of what would become Har HaBayis, the future site of what would become the Beis HaMikdash. This is where he has his dramatic dream with the ladder, the angels going up and down. And what does Yaakov do? He goes ahead, Vayikach me'avnei hamakom, he takes from the stones of the place, Vayaseh me'rashosav, and he put them around his head. And Rashi points out he wanted to, if there were animals, he wanted to protect his head from animals. So the Gemara quotes over here, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Melamed sheniskabtsu kulon, v'haysa kol achas omeres, alai yaniach tzadik rosho. So Rashi quotes this Gemara, and the Gemara says that the stones were fighting. The stones were fighting, and they were saying, I want, this stone said, I want the head of the tzaddik to lay on me. And this one said, I want the head of the tzaddik to lay on me. So all of them are fighting about who will have the privilege of having the head of the tzaddik rest on them. So the obvious question, what does that mean? What does it mean? Rocks are fighting, rocks are talking. So the Ramchal is saying is that there is a concept that is being taught here. And that concept ultimately is that the tzaddik is able to use the physicality of this world in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he does so, he is able to lift it up in holiness. So that before Yaakov Avinu arrived on the spot, rocks were rocks. Stones were stones. When the tzaddik comes along and he wants to go to sleep and he's going to rest his head somewhere, and that rest ultimately again is going to be part of his avodas Hashem, his service of God. So suddenly the rocks themselves have the ability to be lifted up and endowed with holiness. When the rocks see that opportunity, they quote unquote fight amongst themselves for who is going to have that privilege. An incredible idea. Klalo shel davar. Therefore, the Ramchal says the general principle is, Inyan HaKadusha Hu, Shia Adam Dove Kolkach Belokov, Ad Shebishum Maisa Shayasa, Lo Yiparid Velo Yazos Mimani Yisbarach. Therefore, again, says the Ramchal, the general principle of Kiddusha. Kiddusha is manifest in an ability to be constantly connected to God, no matter what it is that I'm doing. Sira will say, so for example, what Tara says is when you daven, you're connected to God. When you learn, you're connected to God. What about when you eat? Well, eating is something physical. So the idea would be diminish your desire to eat as much as you can. Eat what you have to, recognizing that when you eat, you are giving in to your physical frailties and limitations. Kiddusha says that, of course, I have God when I daven and I have God when I learn, but even when I eat, I see God in the food, right? I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fact that he gave me this food. And why am I eating? I'm eating in order to fuel my body so that in Mirat Hashem, I could go out and accomplish great things and do incredible things. So as such, in Kiddusha, because I am constantly focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm constantly focused on God, I'm constantly focused on the Ribono Shel Olam, so therefore there's godliness even in my eating. So it turns out that even my eating is an act that is uplifted. It's an incredible idea. He goes on, he says, so Klalo Shel Davar, just to read that line once more, Klalo Shel Davar, so Inyan HaKiddusha, what is Kiddusha? That a person clings to God in such a dramatic way, to the point that no matter what I do, I never separate out myself from God. To the point that therefore even the physical things that I do are uplifted in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the incredible part is, whereas up until now I might have thought that when I use the physical world, I bring myself down in the realm of Kiddusha, when I recognize godliness and I see the holiness in everything that I do, not only do I not bring myself down when engaged in something physical, but what? I'm actually able to somehow bring the physical item up by using it ultimately in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So stop over here for today. We'll pick up Amir Tashem, bottom of Reish Samech Beis tomorrow. Shkach.